Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Head-to-toe examination. Emergency call. It's a hot day in August. Thomas Meyerhoff and Alexander Haupter are just starting to wash the ambulance. That's when the emergency call comes through. Incident at the skater park. Patient has fallen. They leave immediately for the incident location, this time as a trio, as they are being supported by a trainee today. Situation at the scene. At the skater park, they are met by a group of five youths, all of them talking over each other excitedly. A girl from the group takes the crew to a 14-year-old boy who is lying motionless on the floor. The girl explains how the accident happened. Marcus fell off his board up on the halfpipe and he hit his head hard on the concrete. Before he takes care of the patient, Thomas Meyerhoff tells his colleagues what to do next. Alexander, can you stabilize the boy's head, please? Turning to the trainee, he asks, Claudia, can you call for the emergency doctor? Then open the emergency rucksack, please. Vital signs. The patient is lying on his back. Meyerhoff touches him carefully on the shoulder and speaks to him loudly. Marcus, can you hear me? No reaction. Claudia, can you cut off his t-shirt and shorts, please? The trainee is confused and asks, Just cut straight through it all? Yes, of course, that's okay. Meyerhoff checks the breathing now. The airways are clear and the breathing is regular, with a frequency of 12 per minute. Claudia, when you're finished, can you get the oxygen mask ready, please? While the trainee is taking care of the oxygen, Haupter places his knees on either side of the boy's head to keep it still and prepares the suction unit in case it is needed. At the same time, Meyerhoff is checking the patient's pulse at the wrist. The pulse is regular, palpable, and rhythmic. Head examination. Due to the nature of the accident, and as the patient is unconscious, Meyerhoff decides to carry out an exploratory examination from head to toe. He describes the results out loud to the team. Palm-sized hematoma on the forehead, blood seeping from the right ear, suspected basal skull fracture, the skull is stable, cervical spine normal, veins and neck are not dilated, the trachea is in the middle of the jugular region. Meyerhoff decides, according to the description of the accident, we need to put a cervical collar on the patient. Can you do that, Claudia? No problem. Great, but can you give me the stethoscope first, please? Full body examination. With help from Haupter, the trainee puts a cervical collar on the patient and Meyerhoff continues with the examination. The thorax is stable, both lungs are well aerated, and the heart sounds are central and clear. The abdomen is soft in all quadrants and seems normal. The pelvis and the thighs are stable. Another quick look at the lower legs and the arms, nothing is noticeable. A light pinch on both legs produces no reaction. Meyerhoff summarizes. Suspected isolated severe basal skull trauma and a palm-sized hematoma on the forehead. He suggests what steps to take next. With this working diagnosis, we need to hurry. We have fastened him to the spine board and take him to the hospital immediately. Transport to the hospital. As they move the patient onto the spine board, Meyerhoff examines the patient's back and spine, both without results. The blood sugar is normal at 120 mg per deciliter. The difference in the pupils and a GCS of 3 increase the suspicion of a severe craniocerebral trauma with cerebral bleeding. For this reason, the rescue workers drive directly to the hospital. The emergency doctor joins them on the way.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Rettenredaktion.